Good Tuesday morning, beloved. And again, thank you for inviting me into your homes on this beautiful Tuesday morning edition of the 5-Minute Journey. Today we are in Matthew chapter 15, verses 1 through 20. Here the religious leaders challenge Jesus about ritual cleansing, and Jesus upbraids them for their hypocrisy and quotes from Isaiah 29:13. He accuses the religious leaders of following their own teaching and disobeying God's command. Jesus declares that evil ideas within one's heart that come out of one's mouth are what make a person unclean. And God's saving word for us this week is wisdom. So let's begin reading Matthew chapter 15, beginning with verse 1. Then some Pharisees and teachers of the law came from Jerusalem to Jesus, and they asked him, "Why is it that your disciples disobey the teaching handed down by our ancestors? They don't wash their hands in the proper way before they eat." Jesus answered, "And why do you disobey God's command and follow your own teaching? For God said, 'Respect your father and your mother,' and if you curse your father or your mother, you are to be put to death. But you teach that if people have something they could use to help their father or mother, but say, 'This belongs to God,' they do not need to honor their father. In this way, you disregard God's command in order to follow your own teaching. You hypocrites! How right Isaiah was when he prophesied about you. He said, 'These people,' says God, 'honor me with their words, but their heart is really far from me. It is no use for them to worship me, because they teach human rules as though they were laws.'" Then Jesus called the crowd to him and said to them, "Listen and understand. It is not what goes into your mouth that makes you ritually unclean. Rather, what comes out of you makes you unclean." Then the disciples came to him and said, "Do you know that the Pharisees had their feelings hurt by what you said? Every plant which my Father in heaven did not plant will be pulled up," answered Jesus. "Don't worry about them. They are blind leaders of the blind, and when one blind man leads another, both fall into a ditch." Peter spoke up, "Explain this saying to us." Jesus said to them, "You are still no more intelligent than the others. Don't you understand? Anything that goes into your mouth goes through your stomach and then on out of your body. But the things that come out of your mouth come from the heart. And these are the things that make you ritually unclean. For from your heart come the evil ideas that lead you to kill, commit adultery, and do other immoral things. To rob, lie, and slander others. These are the things that make you unclean. But to eat without washing your hands, as they say you should, this does not make you unclean." And today's key verse is Matthew chapter 15, verse 11, where Jesus said, "It is not what goes into your mouth that makes you ritually unclean, rather what comes out of it that makes you unclean." You know, it's interesting, as these leaders of the Jewish religion were attacking Jesus and criticizing him and his disciples for their lifestyle, that they were blatantly in sin. They knew what the law said, and yet they made their own little laws that allowed them to circumvent God's law and still be able to stand up in front of the congregation and say, "Oh, what a righteous, holy man I am." And Jesus called them on it. And they didn't like it. As a matter of fact, even the disciples, naive as they were, even they noticed that the religious leaders had been offended because of Jesus' response. And that's okay. Sometimes people do need to be offended if it's going to open their eyes and get them to see the truth. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, cleanse me from any immoral thoughts lodged within my heart. May I speak words that are pure and kind and reflect your love. Amen. Well, our Tuesday morning together has come to an end, beloved. Join me tomorrow when we'll be reading Matthew chapter 20, verses 1 through 16, where Jesus teaches about equality in God's kingdom. Until then, you keep clinging to the promises of God's word, because God is not a man that he should lie, neither the Son of Man that he should change his mind. If you have found and claimed a promise in God's word, you hold on to it until Jesus comes through and answers that prayer. God bless. We'll see you tomorrow.